Okay, so we've pretty well covered the concept of the story mind and the relationship between the main character and the obstacle character, but when it comes right down to the heart of it, there are four essential questions that every writer should know about their main character. These are main character resolve, main character direction, main character approach, and main character mental sex. The first of these, main character resolve, has two possible answers: to change or to remain steadfast. Now, the very first one, resolve. When we're talking about resolve, it has two options: change or steadfast. Change or steadfast. Now, if you have a leap of faith story, and there's another kind we'll talk about in a minute, if you have a leap of faith story, you can say that at the moment of truth, at the leap of faith, the main character is going to have to decide whether to change their nature or remain steadfast in their worldview as a result of the obstacle character's pressure upon them and the way they see things coming down. They've had a story's worth of experience now to see the opposing argument. Do they stick by their guns and say, no, I'm staying on this path, I don't care what you say? Or do they say, maybe you're right, I don't really want to go in there, I'm going to go this way instead and take your path? They have until the very last moment, when they're right face to face with the obstacle character, to decide to run through them or to go over to the side where they've been telling them to take the other path. That choice in a leap of faith is one which is full of angst for the main character, because they've got two things going. They've got a lifelong paradigm that's always served them very well, that's explained every situation, except it doesn't quite explain this one, but boy, has it got a history of being right. And then there's the obstacle character who's saying, here's an alternative paradigm that explains everything you've seen before, and this situation too. It explains more. But it's the new kid on the block, untried, untested. The main character isn't making a choice between the same thing. It's between apples and oranges. The tried and true that seems to be failing, or the new kid on the block that hasn't been tried but seems to explain more. You can't really evaluate that, because you have to measure them differently. One by how big it is, and one by how long it served you. Okay? And so that's why it's a difficult decision. There is no proper answer. If one really explains more, well, it seems to work. If this one's always worked, well, that always seems to work. Maybe this is an exception, and if I just stick with my guns, I'll bust right through it, or it'll go away. But maybe I was wrong. I just never seen the big picture quite big enough, and I have to adjust the way I look at it. So the main character in a leap of faith story has to make those changes. Now, you'll notice that whenever there's a main character that changes, the obstacle character remains steadfast. In other words, the obstacle character holds out long enough for the main character to change their mind, or the main character holds out long enough for the obstacle character to get out of the way. The point of the story is that if you have one character who the both sides of the argument, you won't have a message unless the argument is resolved. Now, yes, you can have a story which you leave open where you say they both change or they both remain steadfast. And the message in that case is simply that it leaves that argument part unresolved. It doesn't really say that any point of view has been taken by the author on the issue. It's just opened the question.